This is a production of Cornell University.
GPSA meeting, October 22nd, 2007.
People who just arrived, we are reading the minutes and
move to approve the minutes.
Second. Any objections? Any objections?
Or corrections?
Any corrections to the minutes? See none?
Sorry, but
so move to have unanimous consent on the minute. Second. Any objections? To pass the minute. See none? Okay, the minute passed. Now it's time for open forum. If you have any issues or any events to announce, please bring it up.
I just want to mention one thing. At the last meeting, we didn't have any issues that are going on. So maybe we can get some of that, like what we've been working on, or something that's been an issue with the program in the past, so that we can start with the new people. We can get perspective on what's been going on.
Yeah, we are very happy to provide any history, but is there a specific event or issue on your mind?
In general.
Okay.
I feel like we've tried to do that at the four meetings especially because we have a broader audience.
Yes.
But I think at this time, open forum is a little bit more perspective of it. But
yeah, if I guess I will try to open question time for each issue. If people need background, just raise your hand and indicate you need some more information. I guess one. Oh, okay. Oh, that's committee report. So any issues for open forum?
Any additions to the agenda?
Can
I ask the TDS
that we
are interested
in being on the GPI
subcommittee
we're having for
grant-led
program
funding? I've got a few for you.
Okay.
Hey, just because we cornered you.
Okay, I think Amy is going to talk about that at the executive update. So any other issues before I move on? Seeing none, let's move to the next item on agenda, executive update. Who wants to start? Amy?
I'll go first. Okay. So we've been trying to fill these last of the open committees, and we've got a few that have been filled at this point. We still need one person for the humanities, from the humanities for the Academic Integrity Hearing Board. And we also need anybody who's interested in doing the GCI work. For those of you that aren't familiar with the GCI, it was this document that that GPSA put together last year that really spelled out kind of some of the concerns that graduate students had on campus in terms of community and resources available to them. And we're really looking for people to get involved on these committees. And that's what Brenda was talking about. And so if you are interested or you know anybody who really is passionate about housing or career services, say they're looking for a non-academic position, or programming that's on campus available for both single and married graduate and professional students, please contact me as soon as possible, because we really want these committees up and running soon, very, very soon. So with that, people have been sending in their committee reports. A lot of committees haven't met since the last business meeting of the GPSA. One is that the College Town Neighborhood Council, Ed sent this to me, I think, earlier today. They've been meeting, and they're trying to figure out how to make College Town kind of just a better place for people in general, kind of deal with a lot of the litter issues and things like that going on. If you have more questions about some of the things that are going on in College Town, I'll put you in contact with Ed Strong. Other than that, that's about all I have for right now.
Thank you, Amy. Any questions regarding what she talked about? Okay, we'll move to Michelle.
Well, piggybacking off of Brenda and Amy, the GCI working group has been meeting. We're doing a lot of good work, and we're getting a lot of recognition from administrators. So I'll just push again what Amy's been talking about. Get involved with those committees, because they're going to be on the forefront of what this university works on in terms of graduate student issues. And then second, I'm still recruiting core members. We've got a lot of seats filled. I'm really encouraged. We've jumped up our membership since last year. But at the same time, we still have a lot of fields in the humanities that aren't represented. So if you know people, just spread the word or put them in touch with me. And that's all.
Okay. Well, I have some news updates. Last Friday, basically last Thursday to Saturday was the annual trustee meeting. And we had a lot of trustees coming to TGIS and mingle with graduate students, talk about different issues. And I heard people really get very good information or get some of their questions answered. For example, I heard one student, he got a trustee graduate from the same field he was studying, so he gets contact information and maybe job perspective, things like that. Although that's not the purpose, but because the trustees have very rich life experience and they are generally quite successful, such opportunities may be good in general. So if you happen to be here, you're lucky, but next year I'm sure we will try to get them back as well. For the GPSA project, I also have some progress. I happened to talk to one trustee from Well Medical School. He's a physician, quite famous physician in New York City. When I discussed about we want to do a joint project with Well Medical School, but we don't have accommodation or transportation, he said he can provide a recreational center 20 miles north of Well Medical School for us to go there and meet with Well students. So that opened up the opportunity to more students. Although he will not cover transportation, but if we have a place to stay over the entire weekend, people can just parkour over there and GPSA can fund that. So I think it opened up opportunity beyond academic exchange. So if you have any good ideas of what we can do at such retreat, you're welcome to suggest. Or maybe this is a free trip to spend my time at a vacation place. So in any case, that is my update. I would like to move to next agenda item, committee report. We will begin with Sean. Last time we passed the budget for GPSA, but at that time people didn't have a paper copy, so some people have questions regarding certain items. Now it's included in the pile of paper you have. You can take a look, and maybe Sean can answer any questions, or if he wants to offer an explanation, he can do it. Oh, okay. Brad. What? Okay.
Oh, there's one back on the back table. I put an extra one back there.
For 12th day, you have
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to find from that? Is there going to be more fun things for 12th day?
this is because last 2 years, I believe, we've been giving them $4,000 per year. But this year, we are considering to include them into bylaw funding procedures so that they no longer get money from us. And so they are probably guaranteed to have money directly from students in the future. And this year, whether we still give them $4,000 is to be determined.
No, no, I understand.
That's usually determined in January.
No, no, I understand the fact that you wrote down in January for the money, but before that, it's just CBD.
Mm-hmm.
That's
going
to be determined for what?
The amount.
The amount.
Because we may not have enough.
Because under here, you list, you know, like, for example, events.
Oh, that might be
the same thing.
I think that's an alignment issue.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Good question.
No, that's all.
Because we may not have enough money, enough as much as $4,000 by that time.
I just didn't know what you were implying with that.
Okay. Mike?
A couple things. The room rental, do we need that still?
It's possible that we may. There are two core meetings that are not yet scheduled because the memorial room was already taken. So we basically kept that in as a safety.
Okay. And I think I've brought this up before, but considering that the Finance Commission is sort of an independent organization, in some respects, we try and get a little bit of autonomy. Shouldn't it be getting like much? The $650, I assume, is for, you know, coffee, food, whatnot, for the days that they're working long and hard on the applications. Shouldn't they be getting the $650 from their own bylaws?
No, I think SC itself, the function of SC is supported by GPSA, and their money can only go to the student organizations. They cannot spend it on their own. That is separate.
I think it's a charter.
I mean, I guess we could refer to the charter and we could entertain that, but I don't know exactly what the charter says.
I think this is a quite good way to prevent them from spending too much money because they are sitting on top of $200,000. If you allow them to spend from there, it's pretty dangerous. Eric?
I was going to say, this is consistent with how the Assembly approaches the FASC, and the FASC appropriated budget comes out of the Assembly's student budget. And in most cases, the historical intent was to emphasize that the Finance Commissions are accountable to their respective assemblies and part of their assemblies have a greater degree of autonomy than most of them.
Okay. I just know that there's been some discussion of that in recent years.
Any more questions regarding the budget? See none? Do you want to add anything, Sean?
No.
Okay.
Wait, just actually, I'm sorry, one more thing. There were some changes from the last one we passed, right? Which was the housing, some of these extraneous committees that we didn't have, so I just wanted to make sure that's been clarified.
And there were some edits made to, for example, the amount spent on food at the meeting that was reduced given the calculations, and we itemized what was going into the event committee.
Mm-hmm.
So the current version should be more accurate. Okay, let's move on to next committee. Any other committee updates? I see, Sean, if you want to give some updates on FC, that's
okay. I went to the FC meeting in 2 weeks ago, and they I think we have examined about one third of the whole group, and basically my impression is this committee is a little tough, and we
rejected some of the papers because they didn't offer enough information of what kind of activities they plan to hold. So basically, I guess this year FC will not use up all the money.
So we can.
Before getting the allocation, so that's something that we'll probably have to follow up with Leon, because Sean's not the actual chair.
Yeah.
He's just kind of relaying what the committee has done. So,
is this follow up on the same question?
Yeah.
Okay, Michelle. And so while we're relaying things, in fact, sometimes our invitations, because my field organization got rejected some funds because we hadn't specified a certain speaker. But sometimes we can't specify a speaker unless we know how much money we might be able to get. So if we put a couple possibilities, you know, we might not be able to specify which one. One may be from the East Coast, one may be from the West Coast, depending on if we can get the funds. But another segue into that is there is money left. I mean, I don't think that there should be money left over, I guess. So if there is money left over and you're being really stringent about how you're allocating it, and if there are differences, I've never had to fill one out before, Andy, so I mean, I can't speak to that if there are changes there. But maybe you should think about how you're going about your allocation so that there isn't money left over. I'm not saying you just give it away freely. You should have your specifications, but I don't think you should make it necessarily harder if that means that you're going to have money left over.
Any more questions for you later? Okay, Mario.
I just wanted to ask if there was a form that people fill out as opposed to guidelines, just because it seems that there's misunderstanding of what the committee is requesting. So if there is a form, maybe it needs to be updated, because if they're against confusion, then
we had a form and we asked to specify.
Whenever you apply for annual budget or special project request, you always have to fill an online form. But that just gives you some questions you're supposed to answer, and you are supposed to provide as much information as possible. I can explain why there's some difference in criteria for annual budget, because usually, most of the annual budget was approved in April or May. I think it's April. So far, ahead of time, usually people have no idea who is coming and so on. But the budget gets sent back to resubmit are submitted in September or even October. We suppose at that time, maybe people should have a better idea of what they are going to do. So I think in the bylaw or president and treasurer handbook, there is no specific rule of how much detail you have to provide. It's kind of subjective to who is running the committee. So I think it might be useful to suggest Leon or the SC member to run an info session to communicate with organizational leaders. Because although everybody should play by the rules, there are still a lot of room left for the current committee. So it will be helpful to just communicate more.
Well, I just want to say also that if budgets and annual budget applications are judged by different standards depending on whether it's in April or October, that needs to be written somewhere. Because according to every principal policy, the only difference if you miss that March deadline for submitting for April consideration, the only difference is you get your money back. And so if there is a different standard by which that's judged, that needs to be in a written policy.
Of course, we can try to specify it as much as possible, but when you change, when you have an overturn of people, you always run into kind of not exactly the same standard. So we can try to, when we rewrite the bylaw, we can specify it.
Yeah, I'll try to let you all know about your comments, and if any organization is not satisfied by the current allocation, we can...
They can appeal to FPC first, and then GPSA. But just to assure you, usually when they send an application back for resubmit, they look at the date of the event. If it's very far away, for example in spring, it will get sent back. Otherwise, they will try to give some money. So it will not affect the event itself. It may create some additional work.
Well, in this case, it doesn't affect the event itself because the group was told in their annual budget that they needed that to be a sensitivity. Yeah, I'll take that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if groups do tend to continue to have problems, feel free to contact us in that manner. Because if it tends to be a problematic thing, it's something that needs to be addressed in a different level.
Will you, if in fact you did email Leon with some of these things that you would like to see updated or changed or whatever, can you CC GCSA@cornell.edu so we're aware?
Any other questions for FC? Okay, let's the Pay and Benefit Committee. Is there any activity during this period in Pay and Benefit Committee? And the Pay and Benefit Committee also agreed to serve on the Career Services subcommittee in GCI, right? Any questions regarding this issue? If it's about bulk health insurance, I guess we can ask Mao when he's here.
One question. Are these petitions in any way affiliated with the GPSA or the GPSA Pay and Benefit Committee? Do they have anything that says the GPSA on it?
I guess his point is nothing can be written about GPSA unless it is presented to this body. Is that correct?
I'm a little bit concerned because it's a very complex issue and that it's been cheapened by I guess press to some extent, and I don't want our name to kind of be attached to some plan that doesn't make a lot of sense. So that's my concern.
Mm-hmm.
can just get a copy of the petition form and see how it was written. Okay, let's move on to next item on the agenda. I'd like to open the floor to nomination for Events Planning Committee Chair. Nomination or self-nominations are encouraged.
Self-nominations are a tradition.
Yeah. What's your name? Are you nominating yourself?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little about yourself and why you are running for this position?
Can you speak up just a little bit?
Any other nominations? Can nominate others or nominate yourself?
I just wanted a little bit of clarification. I can tell what the position is, but can you, what are some of the,
background?
Some of the things that have been done with
the position? Okay, any kind of give it up.
So, in the past?
Yeah. I think I was actually the first events committee chairperson, which it was only formed a few years ago. I haven't been around that long. Generally, it got started as a way to find ways to, kind of that third point of the GCI, foster community among graduate students. Then we had someone named Janet Fertessi, a former GPSA president, who had this idea to start up a ball, which has become an annual event, and it's been going 3 years strong, and will be going a fourth, we hope. So that's kind of become the premier event, and that, as you can see, the budget breaks things down for the event committee there. The former events committee chairperson, who was not able to serve her full term this year, she led the retreat that happened a few months back, and got some grad night out events going, and so we budgeted money for that. But essentially, there are some ideas that we'd like to continue, but also there's a lot of freedom for that person to be creative too.
So, and also, if there are any events ideas, some people have suggested that we start doing like a grad trivia night after TGIF and get some of that going, and those kinds of things. Or if you have any other ideas of what to do to kind of help improve and foster that community, you do have the ability to do that. And Brenda is also trying.
I would love to have the cross-pollination between that committee and the GCI.
Committee, and then there's also a couple of other new people. So you get people to help you out. You don't have to do it all on your own. So.
And also, I've helped plan two grad balls now, two out of three, so I'm happy to relay any wisdom that I might have gleaned from those of you. I've got a file of information.
It seems this position already got a lot of support before we even have a chair. So, any additional nominations?
I think it was seconded. Okay. Oh, okay.
I didn't hear that.
Okay.
Any other nominations?
Any seconds?
Second.
Okay, nomination. Any objections? Seeing none, the nomination is closed. So move to...
Well,
I would entertain a move to have a unanimous consent. Second. Any objections? Seeing none. So congratulations.
If you can leave your contact information with Amy O'Donnell, that would be great.
And we'll also assign your people to you.
You're way behind.
Okay, let's move on to the next item on the agenda, the resolution regarding TGAS. I guess you'll all get a copy from tomorrow. Do you want to talk a little about it?
Well, I'm sure not a lot of people had chance to read it prior to the meeting.
So you can read it if you want.
I'll just read it out so you guys can hear it, and then you can feel free to bring up any points of debate or discussion. I'm impartial, other than to say what's explicitly described in the resolution. So the TGAIS was a... They did a survey to look at different possibilities for future modification in transportation, bicycling, pedestrians, in line with the university's policy for sustainability, for minimizing the university's footprint, and for increasing student accessibility around campus without using cars. Parking is already a problem. Transportation is already a problem. A lot of things that graduate students are upset about have to do with the limited bus service in the evening times or irregular hours when they're on campus, or otherwise not having enough bike racks, or not being pedestrian friendly. What do we do when the weather gets bad? All of these things are issues that are being addressed by the transportation, both TCAT and this group that's working with TCAT and the university to try and do all of those things together. So, the resolution here, the point of it is to say that the graduate and professional student assembly supports this collaborative effort by the university, TCAT, and the transportation workforce group or task force that is working towards promoting this collaboration for future improvement. So whereas the purpose of the TGAIS is to plan for the hypothetical or anticipated population growth at Cornell University over the next 10 years by identifying, evaluating, mitigating transportation-related issues, Cornell and the Ipswich community, probably Ipswich College as well. The major objective of the 10-year transportation mitigation strategy, also known as TIM, is to reduce the number of cars on the road that have one person driving, also known as single occupancy vehicles, to whereas the continued program development and enhancement afforded by TGAIS and the TAN to facilitate greater emphasis on education and awareness of alternative, sustainable, environmentally friendly, available transportation options, including van pool programs, emergency ride home programs, flex work for telecommuting policies, and other avenues, in particular including community-wide park and ride systems that will include extended hours, frequent transit service to park and ride facilities that graduate students may have access to. Whereas the TGAIS continues to serve to provide incentives for a bicycle network in and around campus, or on and around campus, as well as pedestrian networks and greater housing choices at a range of prices that may be more affordable for graduate students, perhaps farther away from campus or closer to campus, supported by TCAT. Be it resolved that the Graduate Professional Student Assembly supports the TGAIS project and advocate for its continued development with university support.
Any questions to Samara, for Samara?
We're planning on voting on this tonight.
Do we have to vote on this tonight?
That would be good.
Okay. So, I move to approve Resolution 4.
Second.
Now we have to, now we have discussion.
We usually have a question and answer period. Just so she can clarify anything.
But I think it has to be on the floor first.
Then you make a motion to open up discussion, not approve the resolution.
No, you have to approve. And it brings it to the floor. Anyway, it's on the floor.
She's presenting, she can yield her time to ask questions.
Okay, that's procedure issues. Any questions on the resolution? Amy.
I put a long day. Do you just give up?
Basically, this resolution serves to officially give GPSA support. It identifies that the GPSA supports the TGIS project and the 10-year plan to provide or to research long-term sustainability for transportation, ecological, commuter capacity here on campus, to try to resolve the long-term program of parking by finding alternative methods for coming to campus, in particular eliminating the single occupancy vehicle use, with the hope of long-term benefits such as improved pedestrian access, whether it's by improving paths around the campus through the gorge areas or facilitating park and ride systems across a wider area of Cornell's property that has not yet been developed. And overall, by giving our official support, we're saying we have a vested interest in giving our voice to TGIS and that they should continue dialogue with the GPSA to help us be involved in this process. And part of that will be caught up in the master plan. So we should very much stay involved with the UA and the university itself in trying to get, extended dialogue about the TGIS, extended dialogue about the master plan, stay involved in this process, to have more input on sustainability and commuter access.
Just some notes, this is the same group that came to us last time to give a 25-minute presentation. And they actually asked us for a resolution or some kind of support. They are doing the same thing as SA and the faculty. Okay, Chris?
Currently, they've been, in the last 2 years, they've come to us on a yearly basis, once a year. If we want more regular updates, like on a semester basis, that's something that's negotiable. It has not been set how often they will come to us particularly, but they're open to have that dialogue with us about how often we need them to come. Currently, I think once a year is very appropriate. It gives them enough time to have changes, to have to be able to update us on what's been going on. And I think it's important also to have the regular dialogue because the changes that are anticipated or that they're planning, if we want to give them feedback, we need to definitely know what they're up to. So currently, I think a yearly connection would be great. I think if we, if there's anybody in the GPSA, either as part of the assembly or as in the greater council of representatives, who's interested in serving on a task force on this particular transportation committee, I believe there is one. Do we have one?
We actually just filled the transportation committee.
Okay, so it would be great. That committee will be getting more regular feedback than the TGIS group coming here and giving us their yearly presentation. I think we should really rely on that committee on giving us the more regular feedback that we're looking for. Mm-hmm. That would be a great use of this.
They're actually meeting the end of this week or early next week, I don't remember. One of the two. So if you want to know the committee contact, I think the team contact is fine.
Please tell us your name and background.
I have a question. How effective is TGIS in improving transportation on campus? How effective are the same road cars?
It's a very new task force. I mean, they just established when we had the turn of events of declaring sustainability as a long-term goal at the university. A lot of these task forces were developed to help in that goal. And I don't I don't remember exactly when TGIS started, but I've been here now, this is my third year here, and I think I only remember it in the last 2 years. We didn't have it here my first in 2005.
That is amazing.
Absolutely. They have, within the 2 years that I have heard about it, we have had a survey that has generated a lot of information about the needs and wants of graduate students, and I'll speak just for the graduate students for our needs and wants here. It's been very informative in gathering information from us and then coming back to us and telling us what they gathered and then opening the door to communication and saying, now how do we work together to make those things happen? And a part of asking us to have this kind of resolution is making it a formal pledge and commitment between the two groups and saying, we're ready, you're ready. This is officially saying that we're willing to continue the dialogue and we think that you're doing a good job so far. Can I answer your question?
It also gives them some accountability to us.
Yeah.
If we're saying we support you, then when we ask them in the future, we want a report from you to see if you really are following through on the things we ask you to do. They have some accountability to us. So.
Now, I will say in critique of TGIS and the TIN, the 10-year plan, there are a lot of things that they talk to us about as possibilities. Like these pedestrian paths around the borders and through the university, and like the increase in number of bike racks along the stairs, having certain railings on the stairs that are more friendly to, you know, having bikes latched up to them and being safe, or having covered awnings for bad people or inclement weather when waiting for a bus. Those are all proposed changes. They're not official changes that are planned, but the TIN is a 10-year plan. So in recognizing the longevity of how far they're looking ahead, it's an excellent opportunity for us to hold them, like Michelle said, hold them accountable for saying, we like those changes that you proposed. We want to see them actually happen. We're supporting what you're doing, but keep it up and actually make those changes happen.
Any more questions regarding this resolution? Merrick?
It's not so much a question. I get the point that we're trying to make, which was this is great and I support it certainly. But at a certain point, if it's a 10-year project, I think we want the result sooner than 10 years. And so and part of the dialogue is, okay, when are you going to start implementing? And if they say 10 years, then as a body, we should say, well, can you do something sooner because that's good too.
Is there something that you would like to see added to the resolution specifically to say, whereas we understand the 10-year plan, but we'd like to see things happen now?
Yeah, no, like tomorrow. No, like, I think that's more of a conversation piece, more than the resolution. But whoever's chair, whoever the representative, if that message has been delayed, that would be great. And you see, next year, or even this year, seeing a plan for implementation would be great. But I don't know if they're there.
Well, that's why we have the committee, the transportation committee. That's definitely where we should be directing these concerns and questions to. That's their job.
So you're saying you want to see results sooner?
I think
small things sooner.
Right.
And
right.
Definite plans of implementation, not necessarily we want to do this, but here's our plan of action.
I remember in probably when you were meeting the graduate chair mentioned they are proposing a carpool option for graduate students as well. Right now it only covers faculty and staff. Is that something they are going to propose to the university?
They mentioned that there was an Ithaca ride share that was in the works, and I know that this Ithaca ride share, it's like the ride share meets the car kind of thing, where you have a bunch of automobiles around Ithaca, and when you sign up and participate in this program for a monthly fee of some sort, if you need a car, you make a reservation for the car, they tell you where to pick it up and you use it. I think that just came out this semester, and it's in the process of growing and developing as a, I believe it's a nonprofit organization. But surely those are the kinds of things that are new developments as a product of this initiative. So I expect that these things will grow in number. But definitely we just talked with our committee and
filter the information through them and to the passport and give it back to us so we can know what's going on and to make recommendations on how things should go forward.
My last question. Do they have a website and do they collect feedback on their website?
They have a website. If you go, the way I found it is just going to any Cornell page, type into the search box, make sure that it's for Cornell, and just type in Ikigai, like I have it written here, and it'll take you to their website. And it'll also explain the things to the Ikigai. Or you can put in transportation in the search box and open up two different windows. And it has documents, it has articles written about them, it has updates that they post there, the dates of the updates. It's very informative. And a lot of this information came from their website and the communications that they have.
Okay. Do I need to move the list of slides or just move to the slides? We can move to the closing questioning and then the presentation.
I would like to entertain a motion to move to vote on this resolution.
Second.
Okay, I would like a
motion to... all those in favor of this resolution, please raise your hand. You have to be an assembly member, remember?
Voting members are at the assembly, so...
There are placards.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I'm for.
Okay.
Do I also have to
roll? Yeah, thank you. All those opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes. Thank you, Tamara.
Okay,
let's move on to the last item on the agenda. We have the recommended level for activity fee and the allocation for activity fee given by Funding Policy Committee. You can look at the sheet included in the material and Sean can give you some information before we start discussion.
Sean, the sheet that they got has a typo. Under the GPSA FD, it should be 2480 for the approved. Sorry, I'm just...
Okay, so Funding Policy 28 had a meeting last week, and we voted for the recommended level of the funding. Basically, students, there are three groups didn't get the money as they requested. The reason is that they failed to persuade the majority of the members that the amount of money was worth higher if they were spending to the other groups. So first I want to make something clear that we understand that every group is unique and they have done a lot for the whole community. But unfortunately, we have to make this very difficult decision because we need to be responsible for every penny that the graduate students spend. So these three groups are cinema, mathematics, and the closest. So I explain the reason. First is Cornell cinema, and they requested $11. And basically, but the voting result is two members voted for 11, two members voted for 10, and three members voted for 9. So basically, our concern is that we didn't find that Cornell Cinema did a very good job in the cost control. And we compared it to some other cinema and find that, in fact, they use more money to do less things.
And another thing is that Konar Cinema will offer less storage in the next 2 years. So it has not made sense to keep the same amount of money for less storage. And the total audience for the last year is 33,000 audience for the movies. So it's on average 1.5 movies that each student attend. And the price gap between the Korean cinema and the other business cinemas are $3.5. So basically, the benefits that give to the graduate students about $6 each person if you compare it with the business. In this, we assume that the cost for the business cinemas and the cost of the corner cinema are the same, but in fact, we believe that the cost of the corner cinema should be lower because you need less money to buy the artist movies. And if you want to buy business movies like Jeremy Moore, they need to spend a lot of money. So basically, we only find that the benefit that they give back to students is about equal to $6 or something. So we recommended a little lower than they requested. And the second is athletics. According to the data they gave us, they give free pass for all the graduate students. But according to the data we get, there are only 450 athletes. So, and it does not specify whether this pass are paid by graduate students or undergrad students. So we assume that undergrad students have more interest in athletics than graduate students. It's just an assumption, but I guess most people will agree with that. So at most there are 200, we got there. At most 200 grad students indeed in that service. So about, they charge us 6,000 grad students, each one $6. So we didn't find clear evidence that they offer the same amount of benefits to us. So basically, we want to decide with the same amount of money, which group can give the whole community more benefits. So the voting result is one person supports $6 and three persons support $4 for that. And for the slow day, because they didn't give enough and persuasive data for the survey, so we decided to give them $1.60, and all people support of this decision. So this basically is the story happened in last the first day's meeting. So on to your questions.
Just a minute. So we're going to start a speakers list because I think this is a pretty contentious thing. Mm-hmm. So we'll let you start off with some questions.
But actually, I will just say we will keep a list of questions or keep a list of people who ask questions, and each person should limit your question within 2 minutes.
So just one clarification here. Are we in questions or debate? Form right now. What's the procedure for this going to be? Can you just explain that for everyone?
Let's allow one question, and all the related discussions should be expanded. Well, we want to group the question by topic instead of jump all over the place. So, I guess right now it's discussion. Well, question, discussion. We can do it together, can we?
You can.
Okay.
So, first question.
Just a point of clarification. On your spreadsheet, the right-hand column, it probably should say recommended, not approved. Just in case that wasn't, in case that's not obvious or whatever. And then finally, there are no sums at the bottom. And so, Mike's got his computer here. He sums things up. The previous activity fee was a total of $68. if you summed up all their requested, it was $77. And then the recommended level on the right is $68.
Yeah,
so that might help you.
Yeah, so it's the same with the
previous
year.
Okay. Can you raise your hand?
And I'll be timing everybody, so obviously there will be a
start
lot of
time. From Amy.
Yeah. Okay. So I am a little bit frustrated with two groups' approval numbers, and that would be athletics and Cornell Cinema. If we're going to say for the GCI that we want to create graduate community, I think cutting funding to these two groups to provide graduate student events and provide the ability for community just about every day of the year, I think we're sending the wrong message as an assembly to cut their funding. Some of the things from the committee were that they were concerned about what they were doing in comparison to, say, the cinemas at the mall. That's comparing apples to oranges in my mind. Cornell Cinema has a very different purpose. Their purpose is not to bring new release Hollywood movies here. Their purpose is to bring predominantly educational movies to Cornell's campus and just bring a different variety to the community. Take, for instance, an event that I was to recently there. They brought a documentary on women in science going through college. And then afterwards, they organized enough people to have a discussion afterwards. And they also brought in the filmmakers. And so, to me, giving them $11 to continue to provide this variety on campus seems completely reasonable in my head. And if you also look at their budget, which you can get to if you go online, you'll see that actually in the 2009-2010, they're actually projecting a deficit. So what I would like to move is, because if I move in motion I get more time, is that we send the Cornell Cinema and Athletics back to the committee for reconsideration at the requested amount of $11.06. So, let me continue just a little bit. I'll make this short because it is a resolution I know a lot of people want to talk. And so, I think we need to send this back to the committee with the message that we think that these two groups are important. It would take the amounts up to a total of $71 from the requested amounts that are on there, and to see a $3 increase in our activity fee for the next 2 years to keep these two groups going, providing the benefits that they do. Athletics gives us free access to every game on campus, except for Cornell Hockey, and at which they offer us discounted tickets, whereas they charge undergraduates $40 for a pass to attend these things. So with that, I'm going to yield my time back to the floor and let other people talk.
Just a fair point, because...
We did not have 71, right?
Yes, we can.
68, 70, or 70.
It has to be around.
Yeah, it has to be.
Because it has to be divisible by two semesters. So it has to be like 70, 72, 74, etc.
Let's deal with that after we deal with these two.
Let me suggest we discuss one group at a time. I think most of her evidence is on cinema, so let's talk about cinema right now. Where we have question about cinema?
Now we're on the question.
No, we're on the question, so we have to talk about both of them.
Okay. So,
you're still giving
a
list,
Amy?
Andrew.
Yes,
Andy. What's up, Andy?
Under Appendix A to our charter, Section 2C, this motion is actually out of order. Our charter dictates that we take an up or down vote for each organization, and then if the votes fail, then we have a second vote on whether to send that organization back to the public.
Can you say that again?
Sure.
Because my understanding was...
Okay,
The funding policy guidelines here in Appendix 22 they say first, before we vote on anything, email the entire graduate and population the expenses and informing them to hear it. Second, that an initial vote be taken on each bylaw from the group separately, that the guests are going to vote on the funding policy committee's recommendation. Third, if a majority of the assembly fails to vote in favor of the recommendation, then, I'm sorry, we voted in favor of that organization being eligible to vote on in the final budget. Fourth, if we do not vote for any particular organization's recommendation, the president will call for another vote. And the question will be if we will send that organization back to the funding policy committee for the vote.
See, I'm reading as well in a different part. Why don't you and I figure this out and let people discuss whether they like cinema or athletics recommendation, and in the interest of saving everybody's time.
And if you want to keep the
yeah.
Okay. The other thing is we are not taking a vote on the final recommendation level today. We are discussing today and we will take vote next time. So who wants to be the next to speak?
I'd like to start off briefly with Cornell Cinema. We went through this 2 years ago, and we were debating the same issues when we settled on 11, and I'd rather not go back on that. Move on to athletics. This is the best deal of our activities. No other of these organizations provide more events for such a low cost. For the price of admission to 2 games, we have a limited season pass to all the games except for men's hockey, and we have a 25% discount on that. And I don't have the exact numbers on me, but that's at least $50 for a season ticket, which is great. Pardon me?
For men's hockey?
Yeah, it's big. And that has attracted a lot of graduate and professional students to seek out men's ice hockey tickets. And one of the numbers that was told to me was that there were 430 graduate and professional students seeking out ice hockey tickets. And I know for a fact that there are more people interested in that favorite sports staff than 450 graduate students. Some of them just haven't been able to get to Bartell Hall yet. This is probably your best thing. I'm a big athletic guy myself. I go to probably at least 10 games a semester. And I really enjoy this. I really think this is one of the most important things to build graduate and professional student community in the activities field. The SA played with this last year, and 2 years ago, and they totally defunded athletics. That worked out horribly for them. That's how this $40 undergraduate Big Red Sports Pass came about. We don't want to play with that fire. If we cut this down, I imagine we're probably going to be cutting off our men's ice hockey ticket subsidy. I don't know what's going to happen. But what we should be doing is we should be talking with athletics on how to get more men's ice hockey tickets built for graduate and professional students, and to try and get the more graduate and professional students out. I'm not cutting your funding. Thank you.
Nick,
I just wanted to ask. I've never been to a do they charge money for tickets like for admission?
Cornell Cinema.
At Cornell Cinema, yeah.
I believe $4.
$4.
Just to add more information to the answer, it is $4, but $4 is the same price, whether it's a documentary conversation with a filmmaker or a late release of a Hollywood film, which a lot of Hollywood films come out in the spring, whereas a lot of the educational stuff comes out in the fall. It's really great.
Okay, I'm next on the speaker's list, and then we've got a few more. First of all, I've received emails from numerous grad students saying don't reduce Cornell Cinema funding, and we represent them, and so we need to think about that when we're doing our voting. Second, you said something about making an assumption that most of the Big Red Sports Passes were picked up by undergrads. I don't want to hear any assumptions being made. You need to get numbers, because grad students are the only people that get them for free. Undergrads have to pay $40 for them. And so if there are, I don't remember what you said, if that's the number they gave away or if that's the total number that was...
The total number is 450.
Okay. Well, I mean, when one segment of the population gets them for free and another segment has to pay, I don't want to hear that the assumption is being made that the segment that has to pay for them is actually taking more of those 400. So... that's my statement. Yearn?
I would like to emphasize, I would like to follow up on Amy and say that I've also gotten emails from people saying that they definitely did not want to cover Cornell Cinema funding, and I personally very fully support that, and I also have the impression from hearing this report that maybe the goal of Cornell Cinema has been confused with the goal of economically operating cinema at the mall. Appropriate. I would, on the other hand, like to say that I think it is very logical and proper to try to keep the activity fee at the current level. I think that's something very reasonable. And it's always easy to say we should increase funding. However, then I wonder whether it's cut at the right proportion. I don't know whether to say this now, but I would like to hear, for example, if I look at this list, I've never heard of the Cornell University Programming Board. They get $4.70, which would be more than athletics. I also don't know what the budget for the GPSASD is, so $25 is a lot, and I wonder whether it actually has been used, and whether all of it has been used last year or not. So I think there are a number of open questions that should be addressed before we go to such a drastic step and cut funding to organizations which have in the past proved very vital.
I would have a comment on what you said. Basically, I prefer to discuss about these two groups first, and then we go to other groups, and then we go to the total amount. Mario?
I just wanted to say that while I'm in agreement with a lot of the comments that were made that we should be funding for the two particular groups, I did want to at least openly appreciate the work of the committee, because I think at the core what they're trying to do, or their, my impression of what they're trying to do is have the most benefit for the students. So while I don't agree with it, I just wanted to say that, you know, the work, the discussions you all had and the recommendations are appreciated.
Let's stick to our list.
Either one of these issues, we need to figure out how to utilize the utilization rates of avoiding the cinema, for example. And I don't so support having the cinema that's not being utilized fully on one hand, but on the other hand, I do understand everybody's point of view. And I think before, we fully understand the issue. For example, they're playing a movie on a Saturday and no one is there. There's a reason that they should be playing the movie on a Saturday. It's just a lot of money.
So just as a point of information, cinema actually has those numbers out, and it's what, Chris, 10,000 students or so, graduate students?
If you take the 7,000, that's 5,500 graduate students last year, and then going on cinema, that's 20% of
I mean, those numbers are there.
Are you answering any questions?
Yeah, first is that some challenge that some guys made is whether we need this kind of service versus whether we should use this amount of money to support this service. That's a different question. I totally understand both of them made a lot of progress. Myself, I myself went to many sports and I went to the cinema many times. But what I'm concerned is how many graduate students actually went there, and whether it is fair to ask all the everybody to pay the money to support a small portion of them. So that's a different story. If you like, for example, in the present. A debate, you use text or you use speech, charge money. If this service is only support a small amount of persons, it is fair to ask them to pay. If this it is beneficial to all of us, like defense, like diplomatic or the federal government, then you need to use text to ask everybody to pay. So that in economics, they are totally different stories. And so yeah.
Okay, Brian's next on the list.
Okay,
Mike.
I'm going to pass for now.
Yarn.
I would like to comment on the argument that you just gave, Sean. I think if you follow up on that, then the only thing that's going to be funded is the paper fund.
Exactly.
And so I think it's not the reasoning that we should be making, and we should consider how many people. So just take into account the fact that not everyone would be interested in everything, for example, probably would not go to the aesthetic. So I understand that I have to give something for that, just to, you know, for the benefit of the whole
I understand we need an emergency break for the executive committee. It might be 2 to 5 minutes. So if you have questions, you can ask me right now.
So we're trying to figure out the procedure, because
we've been misreading it in terms of what we had to do procedurally, so now we've got to revamp how this is going to be handled. My apologies. We had read it and thought we had it in place. And then Amy, the lawyer. Okay, ladies.
Meeting back to order.
Okay.
Amy will explain you what we are going to do.
So, our sincerest apologies for misreading the charter. We thought that we had to approve the entire recommendation all at once, right? And that's actually not the case. What we're supposed to do, and as Andy had pointed out, was that we need to vote on each organization recommendation from the funding policy committee to be considered in the final budget. And then if we vote no, a no vote means that we're sending that committee back to the funding policy committee.
A no vote triggers a second vote on
budget assessment. Right, right. A no vote triggers a second vote on whether we want to remove them from consideration of byline funding altogether, or whether we send it back to Sean's committee, the funding policy committee. So essentially, we're going to go through each group by group, saying whether this is going to go into the final budget or not, and then a no vote triggers that second vote, which would send the amount. So groups that we're having contention on, would be ones that we would want to do a no vote on, to send back so that they can still be considered on and moved back and forth, and things along that line. And then at the November meeting, is in the final budget, will be approved. If that budget is disapproved, then the whole thing goes back to Sean's committee. And one other important thing to keep in mind is the fact that we need to have this done by the end of the calendar year. Otherwise, it goes back into the previous year's funding cycle. So what we have this year and what groups are allocated for this year. So that's also something else to keep in mind in terms of funding.
We had some follow-up discussions since we were only talking about athletics and cinema in the beginning. And I think we had two people at least who wanted to make comments on some of the other organizations. So, Jaren, do you want to bring up your points again?
We extend the meeting until 7:10. So, do we want to make the vote on each of them and then we focus on the no vote of discussion?
One additional procedural point is that after we've gone through all this, when we have the vote to approve the whole budget, we can at that time, if we're still not satisfied with the amount, we can make motions on the floor here to amend the amount for students. Yeah.
Right.
Like, right. But at this time, it's a yes or no vote on the
resolution. Right. So amounts do need to be changed yet again. At the next meeting, we can do it. It's just that we need more of the assembly in order to be able to approve that.
So then, could I, for example, make a motion to approve all with the exception of the two?
I think there are
on them one by one.
Yeah, we're supposed to go through them one by one, and I think it does justice to it.
And we can only ask questions.
Well, you shall. The question is regarding the procedure.
It was a clarifying question regarding.
I think we should have that discussion now before we make the vote.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
On the individual amount. Because I know Jaren had questions about CUPV and another group. And Brian has some follow-up questions. I think we need to address those.
Okay. Let's spend 5 minutes talking about them. And then we will do a vote. After the vote, we can go back to questions again, in case we don't get it done.
Let me make the following point. We argue about $3. $2 for Cornell. No, not COB. $2 for athletic, $1 for Cornell. Mm-hmm. Right? There are two increases here. For the CUPV, it goes up by 45 cents. Mm-hmm. And for the GPSAFT, it goes up by $1.50. If the whole idea is to keep the, if activity fee at the same level. I would really like to have a good argument for why you increase some funding where others are cut. I don't know if you see, that's probably my fault. But I would like to know, since this is the biggest part, how much money was left from the GPSA fee allocation last year, and how much is there? Is it too needed to go up $1?
Yes. Okay, answer it quickly. Basically, GPSAFC is a kind of umbrella group that allocates funding to other graduate and professional student organizations. So it's pretty difficult to say how much they need in total, because there are more than 200 groups, and we are currently giving on average $800 to each group, and the average application is about $1,500. So you can never say they are fully satisfied, and we always have to give them partial funding to ask them to seek co-sponsorship. We also have a rule that at least 25% of our total activity fee has to go to GPSAFC. So it's not for the benefit of our student government, it still go back to the student organization. It's just if they have more money, they will give the groups more. If they have less, then the groups are on their own.
And then CUPB is the programming board, and they bring people like John Stewart last year, Stephen Colbert this year, people like that. Brian's next on the list.
2 points. First one, when you make the recommendation round, did you fix it so it would amount to $16 again?
Yeah, when we decided, we considered that, but it's not necessary that.
But in this case, you did set it to become 68, or did that just magically?
No. We decided, I talked with Leon and he agreed that we decide all the other groups first and give the money left to take care of their thing.
To make it come out to
68
now? Yes. Okay. And my second thing is, my comment is about the third group that didn't get the requested amount, the 12th thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I understand that there was problems with the surveying. We proved it by answering it twice. But it's still something that a lot of graduates do go to. So I don't know how you came up with $1.50, but maybe it's something we can give them a little more. Yes, the $7.50 may be too much, but you know, maybe we can look at giving them a little more. It is something that graduates do go to.
Mike.
I'm going to just address, I guess, one issue of economics. And I understand, you know, it is solely of merit to keep things at a low level, if we can. But in reality, in looking at this with an economic guy, $68 in 2005 is actually $72.50 in 2007, using the Consumer Price Index. So even if we, you know, bump this up $4, you know, we're still actually, in economic theory, paying less. And, you know, if we're doing a better job than Cornell tuition, I'm usually pretty happy. So I just wanted to make that clarification that, to me, it's not the same. We're actually cut. I think, you know, to leave it, they would actually be cutting. Go ahead.
Can I answer his question partially? Because you raised the question whether graduate students do go to the slope day and whether they want to pay for it. In fact, I should apologize. I got a survey, more complete survey results. I should have sent it to everyone. But basically, the survey said not only how many people attend slope day, but also how much people want to see us giving them.
Is that the survey that was given out last year?
Yeah.
So that's the one that someone could have went in and
took
multiple times.
Right, but for example, last time the slope they come here and send us handouts, but there are other parts to the survey, but at that time I don't think they have the results. So they actually sent it to FPC, and the survey said half of the graduate students like slope day and want to maintain the funding at current level. One fourth of them said they want to see a decrease in funding, and one fourth of them said they want to see an increase in funding. And currently, we are funding them at $4,000 per year. If we give them $1 per person, that is more than our current funding level. So if we want to increase the funding from $4,000 that's actually in favor of the land forest population and go against the tree forest. So you can just take that into account. I will send a complete survey after this meeting.
Just in terms of when we're voting on this, I think we should also send the GPSA a feedback to the funding policy committee, because it is the one that is kind of used as the correction one, and I think the numbers aren't quite clear right now, because I don't think the funding policy committee has gotten clear numbers on how much they have now and how much they're actually going to need in upcoming years. So I think they should be reconsidering it over the next several weeks before our next meeting. So
another charter clarification, if we have a not round number or not 70, 72 such numbers, then we will round it up, and the rounded number go to SC. That is by our charter.
Who is the next one of this? Hang it up.
So I just had a question also regarding the GPSA SC amount. Is this the same organization that you referenced earlier that some of the difficulties were in requesting funding, and maybe there was a very careful allocation so there would be money left over?
Because first it's difficult to predict the actual amounts of the whole applications of all the groups. There are hundreds of groups. It's difficult to predict. Second is that we made the decision of all the other groups first. And we check to find the amount that's left to take care of the FD, and so we make this number. I decided it was beyond and this is
the. And someone has said that at least a quarter of the activity
needs to go to GPSA.
Yeah.
Okay, so in this case, that's
actually
coming
down to what's
the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, that's
the lower bound. One fault is the lower bound, but you can go above
that. Right, that I just want.
Yes.
Rebecca, did you have some questions or comments?
No.
Okay. And then I put myself on the list. You know, raise your hand if you've got anything. But a couple things. First of all, nobody's even talked about our own allocation for GPSA. And so I just want to make a comment on that, because in fact Tamara asked me something earlier in the meeting, and it needs to be made transparent. Not that there's anything like, I don't know, covert going on, but in the next 2 years at some point, Cornell University will be hosting the Ivy Summit, which is a conference for the GPSA-like organizations of the Ivy League. And it's been held at almost every Ivy League institution already, and we have not hosted it yet. So if you're wondering why we're asking for an increase in our budget, that's part of it. We need to kind of put some money in our coffers to fund this, because in conversations we've had with the dean of students, with the dean of the graduate school, they basically said you need to be thinking about your own budget. We can't be, we might be able to give you money, but we can't promise you anything at this time. So just to put that out there. And my last point is that the safe thing to do at this point, it sounds like, is if you have any sort of question on an organization, which we've had debate on at least a few of them, the safe thing to do now is to vote no. And then it goes back to discussion. If you vote yes, that means the funding policy committee cannot change that.
I accept the amendment thing.
That's the next meeting.
Okay.
Just partially answer your question. I think the spirit of SC is to over-allocate every year, because some groups always do not use fully of their funding. But I think it's a temporary issue. They still have more than 3/4 of the year to go, so they can strictly allocate it.
My concern was just that they were being more restrictive than in the past on passing funding, but then allowing an increase to that when they've not been really,
yeah, that's fair.
Distributing, and it seems a little bit of a disconnect from the earlier discussion.
Okay, last question, or
yeah,
discussion.
I just want to make a brief comment about cinema, because I talked to our guest here during the break, and we had a comment from our funding policy committee that that their costs were out of control and they were reducing service. And my impression is that they're reducing costs by doing things like
not showing films during fall break and spring break when normally it's here. So I just like everybody to be aware of that and to talk to them at a fair length.
So right now, let's move into the vote on each and every item. If we have any time left, we can continue the discussion. So athletics, all those in favor of the $4 recommendation?
I want to again say that it's only assembly members.
Okay, assembly members raise their placard. So athletics.
Okay. Raising if you're voting.
If you're voting, yes.
For all those in favor, raise your placard. In favor of the $4 recommendation to athletics, raise your placard. All those opposed?
Yes, if you're part of the assembly.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thirteen no's, zero yeses, abstentions. And two abstentions.
Well, my personal view is different from what the committee view, but I must speak for the committee, so I keep neutral for every vote.
You are not for that.
Okay, zero for yes, 13 no, two abstentions.
So it's it will be sent back to
you. So
all those in favor of sending it back to FPC for consideration, there's a placard.
We have 14. Yes. Any abstentions?
Any opposed, meaning deny their funding altogether? Raise that placard. All those abstentions.
Are we meeting with the committee?
Then it goes back to the committee.
Okay, so it will go back to the committee. Big red bond. All those in favor of the $7 recommendation level. Raise that placard. Okay. All those opposed. Abstention.
Two. By a vote of 13 to 0 to 2.
So we approve the recommendation level. Cinema. All those in favor of the $10 level, raise your placards. All those opposed.
Eleven.
Abstention.
Okay, I'm missing somebody from voting.
How many people do we get?
Oh, never mind. I'm just not doing arithmetic. Sorry.
So so now we move to the next vote. All those in favor of sending it back to FTC, raise your placard. All those opposed, meaning deny their funding.
Any
abstentions? Okay, it will go back to FTC for reconsideration. Concert Commission. All those in favor of the $5.75 recommendation level, raise your placard. All those opposed? Abstention?
13, 0 to 2.
Okay, it was approved. Now, emergency medical services. All those in favor of $1.30 with the pledge. All those opposed? Abstentions?
We'll just keep putting you on the extension list.
So it passes. GUPB, all those in favor of $4 recommendation.
Wait. Okay. Wait a minute.
Yes.
1, 2. All those opposed? Abstention. So it passes.
Better go to 12:51.
Crop insurance. All those in favor of $4.70. Retail placard.
But all those opposed? Abstention.
It passes. GPSA, what? This is graduate student orientation, right? Should be graduate and professional student orientation. All those in favor of 68 cents, raise your placard. All those opposed? Abstention. It passes. ISTB, all those in favor of $1.51.
This is the International Students Programming Board.
Thank you.
I believe it's also an umbrella group, right? It gives funding to many different.
It is an umbrella group. And they'll be coming to CORE next month.
Those are in favor, right?
14.
All those opposed? Abstention.
What did we do opposed first?
It passes. GPSASB, all those in favor of the $24.80. All those in favor, retail placards.
Okay. All those opposed? Abstention. Now it goes to the next round. Vote. All those in favor of sending it back to FPC for reconsideration and retail seconds. Vote. Yeah. All those opposed, meaning not give them funding.
You really can't do.
Abstention.
One.
Okay. It will go back to FTC for reconsideration. Now, GPSA, all those in favor of $2.76. Retail seconds.
Five.
14. All those opposed? Abstention. It passes. Now slope day. All those in favor of $1.50 retail placards. All those opposed?
Five.
That's
good.
13. Abstention. Now it goes to next round vote. All those in favor of sending it back to STC?
Oh.
All those opposed, meaning deny their funding. Abstention. So it will go back to FTC for consideration.
Can I vote for another vote for whether people want to increase it or decrease it?
State your.
I think that's more of a discussion.
That's more of a discussion.
Okay. That's not a vote.
And the time's up.
Okay, FTC will reconsider this funding level. I announced the meeting for John. Thank you, everyone.
They will be coming to the CORE meeting.
Will they come again?
No.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.